Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and I hope that you'll join me for this half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, featuring music that made the charts in 1959. No signature tune this week, as I have a lot of music to play. My opener is the Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen hit for Frank Sinatra, High Hopes, with Tony Fenelon playing the second Wurlitzer in Hoyt's Regent Theatre, Melbourne, in 1967. High Hopes from the 1959 film A Hole in the Head, which starred Frank Sinatra, of course, with Edward G. Robinson and Eleanor Parker. Canadian singer and songwriter Paul Anka wrote Put Your Head on My Shoulder in 1958, and in 1959 his single hit the number 2 spot in the US charts and number 7 in the UK. Barry Baker captured the 1950s feel of the song on the Wurlitzer in the Trinity Presbyterian Church in San Diego, which is owned and maintained by the local chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society.
Thank you.
The song My Happiness, unlike Put Your Head on My Shoulder, was not an original 1950s composition. It was copyrighted in 1933 and had its first revival in 1948 with recordings by Ella Fitzgerald, the Pied Pipers and several others. Its second revival was in 1953 with a single by the Mulcahys, a harmonica group, and in 1959, Connie Francis took the song back into the charts. My Happiness, played there by Bill Million on the first Wurlitzer in the home of the Ledwin family in Agoura, California, sometime back in the 1970s, before a massive arson fire destroyed the home in 1978. In the 1950s, instrumentals still enjoyed waning popularity, and in 1959 the Reg Owen Orchestra had success with Manhattan Spiritual, composed by one Billy Maxted, an occasional songwriter with such songs as Fry Me Cookie with a Can of Lard to his credit. Here's Robinson Cleaver and the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre tooting with the only theatre pipe recording that I know of.
Thank you.
Manhattan Spiritual, Robinson Cleaver and the Tooting Wurlitzer from an LP released, I think, in the 1960s. Ever-popular waltz, Dream Lover, recorded on the long-lost Christie in the Regal, later Odeon Marble Arch, by Quentin McLean in 1930, shortly after he opened the organ and, of course, the theatre. The song was composed by Victor Schertzinger for the 1929 film The Love Parade and revived by Bobby Darin in 1959, putting the song in eighth place in the overall chart positions for that year. The Flamingos, acclaimed as one of the finest American doo-wop groups, had their biggest hit in 1959 with another revival, I Only Have Eyes for You, a Warren and Dubin song from the 1934 Busby Barclay film Dames. Gerald Shaw cut this arrangement of the song on the Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square, complete with mellotone, probably in the late 1950s or early 60s. Thank you. Russ Conway was born Trevor Stanford, and it was that name that he used for credit on many of his piano compositions that were popular in the UK in the late 1950s and early 60s. One such was Roulette, which went on to number one in May 1959 and stayed in the charts for 19 weeks. Theatre pipe recordings are rare, but Kevin Morgan did include the piece on a CD, Fascination, which featured the Mahler in the Laukoff Organ Factory, Weikersheim, Germany. Kevin Morgan and the Laukoff Mahler. Back to the doo-wop hits, this time to the biggest success of the Platters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which went to number one in the UK and the US, putting the single at number two overall in 1959, right behind Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife. John Maydin played with the rhythm of this enduring Kern standard on this 1979 taping for the Northern Theatre Organ Trust Compton Christie Hybrid in the Town Hall of Ossett, Yorkshire.
Thank you.
have just time for one more, and I'm going to finish with a country western song which was Billy Grammer's biggest success, and not only in the country charts. Indeed, it reached number 4 in the US pop charts in 1959. Ian Davis recorded this arrangement on the Long Gone Wurlitzer in the Capitol Theatre, Sydney, Australia, for the concert recording label. As the song says, I gotta travel on, so it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes. I hope to have the pleasure of your company again next week for more great music played on the theatre organ.